With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
If you're making a sequel to a movie and you want to bring back certain faces, you can't just keep them the same. Or if you do, the audience may very well get bored because we've seen all this. Give us something new, change things up, do something. It's good practice too, because when a studio does make this decision, we're usually given one hell of a new badass that makes us feel all warm and fluffy inside, like a teddy bear being hugged on a Sunday morning. I'm Simon from What Culture, and this is 10 movie sequels that turned wimps into total badasses. Number 10, Evelyn O'Connell in The Mummy Returns. In the original Mummy, Rachel Weisz's Evelyn is your stereotypical know-it-all bookworm who gets wooed by the big tough American dude known as Rick O'Connell. She couldn't fight or kick butt, but she was smart and could decipher hieroglyphics. Plus, she could ride a camel well. So that was nice. All this did make her a strong character in one sense, and there's no doubt Evelyn was fearless, but there were a lot of times she was portrayed as a damsel in distress. Get to The Mummy Returns though, and the whole thing has changed entirely. Clearly learning a thing or two after marrying Rick, she comes out guns a-blazing, or more specifically here, sword a-blazing. Isn't the thing. She barely blinks any time her life is in danger, and shows throughout the sequel that no matter what weapon you give her, she knows how to use it. This all means she now whoops ass and is well smart. That's a lethal combination. The change is immense, and a very welcome mix. Number 9, Donkey in Shrek 2. In the first Shrek movie, Donkey is the literal definition of a wimp. A bona fide coward for the duration of the film, he runs away from danger at every step and he reluctantly helps out Shrek only when he has to. Fast forward to 2004 Shrek 2, and everything has changed. Thanks to a magic potion, Donkey is now some buff, majestic stallion that comes out beaming with confidence and stacked muscle. Even better, the character still retains his smack-talking ways, making him some weird amalgamation of the two. But he's far more ready to get involved and to try and help others, all because of these new powers and his new look. If you're struggling with self-esteem issues, just go drink a magic elixir. Number 8, Pepper Potts in Iron Man 3. If it wasn't for Pepper Potts, Tony Stark and therefore Iron Man would not be the hero we see on screen today. Not only did she help build Stark Tower, but she hooked Tony up with S.H.I.E.L.D. and runs the damn company when he's flying around the place. She's basically indispensable. Until Iron Man 3, she'd be a background player though, but that changes here massively. Transformed into a super soldier thanks to some virus, Pepper becomes super strong, super resilient, super ready to crush things into dust. This is why, as Tony lays there helpless, about to be eaten alive by Aldrich Killian, Potts wastes no time to attack him, saving Stark's life in the process. We are told at the end of the movie that Pepper had an operation to remove this virus, meaning she's now back to normal, and I guess that was her choice. Probably the wrong one though. Number 7, Elizabeth Swann in Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End. Much like Evelyn in The Mummy, Elizabeth Swann is a pampered governor's daughter that turns into a fearless warrior throughout two movies. It's all very entertaining to watch. Trading all the money and comfort in the world for adventure and badassery, she becomes the captain of her own ship and a renowned pirate in her own right. This was definitely the right decision by the people behind the franchise too, because before this change, she's a bit of a whiny, embittered teenager. The refined version is much better, especially when she's getting married while stabbing people in the face. Number 6, Samwise Gamgee in The Lord of the Rings: The Return of the King. No one deserves more credit than for getting Frodo to Mordor than Samwise Gamgee. Without him, the One Ring would never have fallen into the fires of Mount Doom. And time again, he saves Frodo's ass so he can complete this most important of feats. On top of that, he defeated that giant spider. When you think where Samwise was in the first movie, well, this is quite a surprise. He barely wants to leave his house there and feels like dead weight more often than not. The type of guy you'd want to avoid just because he's going to complain the whole time. He goes through a major transformation though, and by the end of it, he's one of the bravest characters in the series. Number 5, Sarah Connor in Terminator 2. At the start of Terminator 2, Sarah Connor is having a bad time, which kind of makes sense. She had a hell of a bad run in the first film, and all of that has seen her locked up in a mental hospital because no one believes that a robot from the future tried to kill her. We know the truth, though, and so does she, which is why she spends all her time here working out and preparing herself for the upcoming battle. Sarah wants to be ready for when Judgment Day comes. All this comes together to make Connor exceedingly dangerous and an utterly different person from where she was at the start of all of this. She was a terrified bystander before, but in T2 she shows no mercy and would kill someone if they got in her way. She won't let the robots win, no matter what. If I had to bet on it, I would say Sarah could actually save the world on her own she kicks so much ass here. Awesome. Number 4, Dr. Ian Malcolm in Jurassic Park The Lost World. Dr. Ian Malcolm doesn't do anything in the first Jurassic Park. Aside from the odd wisecrack and helping out here and there with a few words, he's all just theories and getting injured. He kinda mostly gets in the way. Then we get to The Lost World and everything changes. Pitched as the main man this time around, Malcolm becomes an all-out action hero that leads by example and won't ever quit. His prior experience gives him an almost grizzled war vet vibe, and a sexy one at that, who never loses his cool and always feels like he knows what to do. The doc also saves a lot of people's lives, gets chased by a T-Rex, and avoids being raptor food just by staring it out. So yeah, he's a badass. Stone Cold Badass. Number 3, Ash in Evil Dead 2. While Evil Dead was meant to be a horror movie in 1981, over the years it's kind of become regarded as a horror comedy, mostly because of the dated special effects and bad acting. Still though, it works, so that's what matters. Deciding to embrace this with the sequel, Sam Raimi turned up the humor dial, in the process turned Bruce Campbell's Ash from a confused victim into an insane bloodthirsty killer that loves his chainsaw. If you need more evidence of this, in the first film he couldn't even shoot a gun, and here he chops off his own hand, murders someone with an axe, and saws off a monster's neck. That is not the same person. It was awesome to watch though, and hilarious, and utterly changed this character for the better. He's iconic today, for good reason. Number 2, Harry Osborn in Spider-Man 3. Harry Osborn in Spider-Man and Spider-Man 2 is fine, but he's gutless. A good friend to Peter Parker and a spot of comfort for Mary Jane, he's essentially a goof and never really did anything of note, making him a double goof. It's not until the end of the sequel and the third movie that he changes from just some guy into a dude that wants to make things happen. Spurned on by his dead father and wanting some good old-fashioned vengeance, he gets a Green Goblin outfit and decides he's going to try and kill Spider-Man. This switches again at the end of the movie, where he sacrifices himself to ensure Peter Parker doesn't die, but that's still a far cry away from harmless rich kid no one cares about. I like that all this goes down though, as he was super flat before. Here, he's pretty much the man. Number 1, Neville Longbottom in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 2. After watching Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, absolutely nobody could have predicted that Neville Longbottom would end up being one of the primary savers of the wizarding community. He was forgetful, clumsy, and painfully dozy, and these three traits remain constant throughout the majority of the Harry Potter saga. And then, come the grand finale, everything's different. Neville's confident, heroic, and fiercely determined to protect his friends, his school, and his freedom. He's the only person, besides Harry obviously, who stands up to Voldemort as the Dark Dictator turns up to cause havoc, and shortly after, he destroys Voldemort's final Horcrux by chopping his snake in two. These were actions that Neville we met in earlier films did not see capable of doing, but now he's holding nothing back.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.